Carter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The man accused of being the main plotter in Al-Qaeda's September 11, 2001 attacks has agreed to plead guilty. That's according to the U.S. Defense Department on Wednesday. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accomplices in the attack are expected to enter the pleas at the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as soon as next week. The U.S. agreement with the men to enter into a plea agreement comes more than 16 years after their prosecution began for Al-Qaeda's attack and more than 20 years after militants flew hijacked commercial airliners into buildings, killing nearly 3,000 people. Israel is bracing for retaliation from Iran after a senior Hamas terrorist leader was killed there on Wednesday, with Iran blaming Israel. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The assassination comes amid talks for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, which could lead to the release of at least some of the 115 hostages still being held in Gaza. Some analysts said the killing of Haniyeh may further weaken Hamas in Gaza. There was also concern that Iran could respond directly to Israel since Haniyeh was killed in Iran. In April, Iran fired hundreds of missiles directly at Israel, and Iran has used proxies, including the Houthis in Yemen and Hezbollah, to attack the country. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Tensions are high around much of Venezuela on Wednesday after a disputed presidential election. The United States, Brazil, Chile, and others have urged Venezuela's electoral authority to publish a full breakdown of results.
Our patience and that of the international community is running out.
That's White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby. Maduro has ruled since 2013 was declared the winner.